Welcome to Harmony Primitive Baptist Church.
Appreciate both of our messages this afternoon. I trust you got a blessing from them. Brother Ferris started out preaching from the Beatitudes. I love the Beatitudes. It's such a wonderful discourse preached by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as Elder Ferris was talking about them as qualifications, you know, they're also evidences of your calling. Have you ever felt to be poor in spirit? You know, that's a great evidence of your calling. The fact that you recognize that you are a bankrupt, guilty sinner and that you have nothing that you can offer God in payment for your sins. That is when you come to a place in your experience that you have some great evidence of your calling. It's not something that people really get excited about when they come to that place in their experience. But on the other hand, it is one of the greatest evidences that we have of God's calling. And when Jesus says, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted," mourning is another of the great evidences of your calling. I know that sometimes people who are God's children have, you might say, this problem we do with our identity. You know, sometimes we're saying, "I don't belong in this world." Well, you really don't. That's the problem. We say, "Well, I have this problem with coping with humanity and all that goes on around me, and sometimes I don't even want to go out into this world." Well, that's what this is talking about. You know, it's some of the great evidences of your calling. I remember this a preacher friend of mine one time that told me, and he was really upset about it because he told me that he was subject to depression. And I said, "Well, then you're normal." He thought there was something wrong with being depressed. I said, "If you're a Christian, one of God's children, you're going to be depressed from time to time, not only from the world that you live in, but also from your own actions and your own thoughts and your own condemnation of yourself, of your own mourning." And I wish that all Christians knew that. Somehow we got this view in Christianity today that everybody that's a Christian is supposed to be shouting hallelujah on Hallelujah Mountain, walking down and having all this fun. But my friends, when God deals with you, you're not on top of a mountain. You're down in the bottom of a valley. And you begin to mourn over your sins and you see what you are. And that is when we really have this experience that we do see God. Because this is what it says, "They shall see God." And so these are great evidences of our calling. If you've been made to feel that way in your life, may I say that God has touched you in a very special way. And as our Lord said, "I'm not of this world and you're not of this world either. So don't try to get too comfortable around here, because you're never going to get there." But we appreciate your attendance and listening today, the messages we've heard. If you're here, you'd like to be a part of this church or any of the churches represented, we encourage you to come forward as we stand and sing. Brother Mike, you have a number?
146.
Thank you for visiting Harmony Primitive Baptist Church.